And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 2nd of December, 2024. While Louis Gomperz's birthday is unknown, his passing was on this day in 1861. Louis Gomperz was an English activist, philosopher, writer, and inventor who dedicated his life to promoting animal rights, welfare, and veganism. He received an informal education due to being barred from university for his Jewish religion. Gomperz argued that it was morally indefensible to kill animals or use them in ways not directly beneficial to them. A committed vegan, he abstained from consuming animal products, including milk and eggs, and refused to ride in coaches due to the exploitation of horses. He also refused to wear leather or silk and opposed hunting and animal experimentation. His views were collected in his 1824 book, Moral Inquiries on the Situation of Man and of Brutes, which contains suggestions to improve the conditions of animals. The book also criticized capitalism and the subjugation of women. As a founding member of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, later the RSPCA, he served in key roles but resigned in 1833 due to his outspoken views and religious exclusion. He then established the Animals Friends Society with T. Forster, advocating for animal welfare. An inventive mechanical engineer, Gomperz created numerous devices to reduce animal suffering. Louis Gomperz said, "Cruelty is cruelty, under whatever coloring it may appear, and whether exercised on a man or on a fly, cruelty is still cruelty. It matters not whether the victim be furnished with two legs or with four, with wings, with fins, or with arms. Where there is sensation, there is subject for cruelty, and in proportion to the degree of sensation will its action operate." And today, Paul Watson spends his 74th birthday in a jail cell in Greenland. Paul Watson, founder of Sea Shepherd Conservation Society in 1977, an eco-terrorist to some and a brave environmentalist to others, has been in custody since July and is still waiting to find out if he'll be extradited to Japan, a decision that will be made on December 16th. As a child, Watson's response to physical abuse from his father was to throw himself into the Kindness Club, an animal welfare organization. When he was a teenager, he ran away from home. "I ran off to sea. I joined the Norwegian Merchant Marine," he says. Sea Shepherd has established itself as one of the more controversial environmental groups, known for provocative direct action tactics. Watson does not describe himself as a protester. He regards himself as an enforcer of international treaties on whaling and animal welfare. He proudly states that his work has never hurt anyone, but it has involved him putting his body in the way of harm. He says he regards Japan's extradition demands as revenge for his often successful attempts to thwart the whalers, a battle that was chronicled in Whale Wars, a hit show on the Animal Planet channel in the late 2000s. "I know that if I get sent to Japan, I'm not coming home," he says. And so Watson waits and hopes and remains calm for his family. Paul Watson, who said, "Ships are expendable, whales are not." And here's a poem for today by Barry Cornwall, "The Sea." "The sea, the sea, the open sea, the blue, the fresh, the ever free. Without a mark, without a bound, it runneth the earth's wide regions round. It plays with the clouds, it mocks the skies, or like a cradled creature lies. I'm on the sea, I'm on the sea, I am where I would ever be, with the blue above and the blue below, and silence wheresoe'er I go. If a storm should come and awake the deep, what matter? I shall ride and sleep. I love, oh, how I love to ride on the fierce, foaming, bursting tide, when every mad wave drowns the moon or whistles aloft his tempest tune and tells how goeth the world below and why the sou'west blasts do blow. I never was on the dull, tame shore, but I loved the great sea more and more, and backwards flew to her billowy breast, like a bird that seeketh its mother's nest. And a mother she was, and is to me, for I was born on the open sea. The waves were white and red the morn in the noisy hour when I was born. And the whale, it whistled, the porpoise rolled, and the dolphins bared their backs of gold. And never was heard such an outcry wild as welcome to life the ocean child. I've lived since then in calm and strife, full 50 summers a sailor's life, with wealth to spend and a power to range, but never have sought nor sighed for change. And death, whenever he comes to me, shall come on the wild, unbounded sea. The Sea by Barry Cornwall. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that it is the job of humans to take care of animals and the earth itself.